This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Possibility means you have a chance.
Passion opens the door to all possibilities.
When I feel like anything's possible, I feel kind of giddy.
I want to be an astronaut,
an artist,
an actress.
To visit another country.
All I need is a backpack and a pair of shoes and I'll find a way.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
I've never felt like more things are possible than right now.
In the right shoes, anything's possible.
DSW, countless shoes at brag-worthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
Dom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT. Philadelphia's Talk Radio 1210 WPHT, WPHT HD, WOGL HD3, Philadelphia. From the Piazza Premium Automobile Studios, powering your drive with 10 brands and 20 locations. Always live on the free Odyssey app. It's Dom time. Now, Dom Giordano.
It is Dom time. Hey, before we go to our guests, I'm just seeing on Fox News, they have an interview coming up with Benjamin Netanyahu, and they have a headline, 670 days since October 7th. Just enough time for people to forget what happened on that day and what happened here in America. In various ways, that was ridiculous, the outcome of that. But I'd love to hear you. Mike Huckabee couldn't have been better today. All right, joining us is Dr. Robert Marbit. Dr. Robert is the homeless czar expertise extraordinaire. He served under George Herbert Walker Bush, more recently executive director of the U.S. Interagency Council on Homelessness under both the Trump and Biden administrations. He now serves on the board of directors of the United States. Well, he served on the board of directors, U.S. Olympic Committee. I may ask him about the 100-yard dash, but also Discovery Institute fellow. And the president has issued an executive order on homelessness and trying to deal with homelessness in places like Washington, D.C. and others. So it's something that never goes away and is out there right now across the board. Let's go to Dr. Robert here on Talk Radio 1210. Well, Dr. Robert, anybody that can serve in all those administrations, they must value what you're up to. Tell me what you think the impact is of the Trump executive order.
Well, let's take a half a step back. And how did we get to where street level homelessness is doubling in most of America every 4, 5, or 6 years, depending where you are? And in 2013, President Obama and Vice President Biden said they were going to end all homelessness in 10 years if we tried a new experimental way, which is called harm reduction, housing first. And what it is it lets you do all the drugs you want. We give you free housing. You don't have to go to treatment, don't have to go to job recovery. You know, it's not like a Pell Grant for a college student where you got to attend classes and get a certain GPA. You just get everything for free. And they said that was going to end homelessness in 10 years. And it never made sense. It wasn't common sense. It wasn't clinical. And that's why we're doubling. And so President Trump, and I applaud him, and it is so exciting what he's done. He says, we're going to end all these harm reduction things. And it's going to take, you don't do it overnight. You know, it's like the next grant system comes up, you change the rules, and you got to write up all the guidelines and all. But he says, we're going to end that those handouts, and we're going to start focusing, and we're going to take that money savings and put it into programs that really focus on the root causes of treatment. Because what we know, and by the way, this is not a right-wing discovery institute. This is from the Cal Policy Lab, the biggest study ever on homeless, ever done by, half of it is Cal Berkeley, and the other half is UCLA. So these are left-wing think tanks, or at least middle-of-the-road left.
Right.
And they found that three-fourths of the people experiencing homelessness have a substance use disorder, you know, an addiction.
Right.
And three-fourths have untreated mental illness, which, you know, near where you are, I know if you go down and look down the streets from you, you could easily verify that number.
Well, wait a minute.
And
we're,
by the way,
you know what everybody thinks?
Wait
a minute, Dr. Robert. We're not that close to Kensington, but I take your point. The whole world knows about Kensington, right? Yeah. And you mentioned the word harm reduction. This mayor is fighting back against it. That's what the policy is. We're going to let people get high. We might even help them. And we just don't want them to overdose. And we have Narcan. And then the whole neighborhood of Kensington is pulled into that vortex. I wanted to ask you, so I don't forget, since you have such expertise on this, veterans. Is it overblown when we hear about veterans and homelessness? And is it substance abuse that causes, you know, is that their disability in this?
So that's a tricky question, because if you go back to, like, say, 08, 09, it's 5 or 6 years into Afghanistan, mm-hmm. Iraq,
right.
Global War on Terror. It was a mess. The VA in the early days of Obama just wasn't helping it. You know, we heard about all these, you know, 21-day waits for the suicide hotline.
Yes.
You know, 10 days to get in. Those were all true. So a lot of that has gotten fixed. You know, President Trump got that fixed when he came in the first administration. And so the numbers are dramatically lower than they were at the peak when there was all the media. But it's still there. That problem still exists. And where most of that comes from is post-traumatic stress disorder from combat veterans in there. And as a quick reminder, and I always think history is important to learn, in Vietnam, combat veterans would do, on the average rotation was 1 week out in the field, 1 week at post, and then 1 week R&R. They tried to do that. Not every unit could do
right.
that, but that was approximately one-third, one-third, one-third. Our combat veterans in Afghanistan and Iraq were under 24/7, 365, 168 hours a week in the hot zones. You know, even
yep.
if you were in the, quote, green zone, you had RPG hitting your roof. And so they never got the R&R that other people did. And, you know, we know of many units were able to rotate to Hawaii and the Philippines. Our combat veterans who took on, you know, the fight for us on our behalf after 9/11, they never got that R&R. They never got that relaxation period. And so it really built up. So most of it is around post-traumatic stress disorder.
That is, I've never gotten that insight, and I've interviewed hundreds of people around this. So as you said, this is incremental with the president. We're going to be seeing this roll out, and it's another pushback on a flawed idea, harm reduction, which is only going to exacerbate the problem. Give us a sense in the pipeline, then, what will we be expecting to see then if harm reduction is not the policy? What's going to be next in this, doctor?
Well, he put in there immediately that all discretionary grants are going to change immediately.
Okay.
So some of them are going to start right away.
Okay.
He also put in some additional funds that the First Lady is very involved in on fostering out children. So that's great, too. That's immediate. And then what he directs is, as every grant process, and there's 5 or 6 grants in the world of homelessness at HHS, at HUD, and VA, and as they rotate up, they're all going to have to conform to the new guidance that he's giving. So within a full year 100% of the grant should be converted over to the new way of thinking. And the and like, it's just common sense. I mean, President Exactly. Trump is not, everybody tries to make him out to a radical when you're just using common sense.
Well, it is radical today. We'd like to call upon you again. I learned a couple things today and very much appreciate your service on this front.
Well, anytime, happy to be on, and thank you for, most importantly, for you caring about this issue.
Thank you, Dr. Robert. Dr. Robert Marbid here on Talk Radio 1210. Let me go to Joe in South Philly. Hey, Joe, welcome in.
Good afternoon, Dom. Dom, I've been listening to you forever, going way back. That was a powerhouse lineup. And, Dom, let me ask you a question. When you were on the air, were you called the man who walks at midnight?
The man who never sleeps, yes.
The man who never sleeps, that's
Dr. Yvonne K. came up with that,
the man
yes.
who walks at
yes.
midnight.
Yes, yes.
Yeah.
Now, I go back to then.
Okay.
And I don't, now, Dom, I'll tell you, I don't always agree with you, but your shows always informative, entertaining, and educational. You can't ask for more.
Well, Joe, that's a high honor. Thank you.
No, it's true. Now, Dom, Tucker Carlson, he's the ringleader of that group. This is not new with him. It's not new.
Mm-hmm.
He's been acting, talking this way. And the other person that I am fed up with is the governor. When his mansion was torched, he demanded action, and rightly so. But I didn't hear one word. When buildings were set on fire, businesses were burned.
Right, exactly.
Police cars were burned. Not one word did he say anything.
Now, he's very selective. Joe, who's your individual today on the side question? Who do you have?
Is this serious?
Yeah, go ahead. Yeah.
Well, I'll tell you. I always forget the station. But, Steve Keeley.
Oh, come on.
Oh,
Joe.
My God.
Yeah, you think so?
All right. See, Dan, I told you with this
Station
what we're going to get into.
Yes. Station Fox. And I can confidently say Steve has wonderful breath.
Well, I don't know, but good breath, yes.
Yeah, you know what?
Yes.
That would be saying too much there.
But. Yeah, exactly. See, I told you this is a tricky.
What did Steve ever do to him? Come on.
I know. Well, but you were the architect of this. You saw good breath day. By the way, we
yeah,
always
like
agree.
I took a friend off the board, too, right. And Alan. But, right. I mean, Steve has beautiful teeth.
Right.
Well. Good teeth. It's
good teeth.
Weird to
well,
say it about a guy, isn't it?
Yeah, we both agree, though. What gets the side question going is when it's slightly negative in a fun way, the positives don't ring so much. But I told you the breath thing might be a little harsh. Okay. That's all right.
I like that play on words there.
Yeah, 855.
Joe in Columbus has some stories, man.
Yeah. Okay.
The comments in the YouTube section. Can I give you one of them?
Yeah, go ahead.
My college teammate, our first baseman, he would apply lamp black under our eyes before the games. One game after batting practice, came up to me, started applying mine. His breath smelled so bad as he breathed on me, I swiped the lamp black from his hands. He was
you know,
your friend, but you could tell I broke his heart by the look on his face.
I am a big fan of the lamp, that substance under the eye. I'd like to do that when doing the show. I'm a big fan of it. I've always liked
visual.
It. And I'm telling you, this guy Hader, playing center field, is one of those guys that gets all really pumped up. He's like a football player.
Oh, he's built like
yeah,
one.
Yeah, he is, definitely. He looks like Thor, and then the lamp black under the eyes.
Like a full Max Crosby.
You know what? If guys were trying out a team, one had lamp black and the other did not, I'm going with the lamp black guy. I want guys like that. They're nuts. I mean, you know, it's playing baseball with this. I don't know how that really helps that much. It does.
It helps the sun reflect. It's essentially like glasses, essentially, but like,
okay,
you know, not as intrusive, not over your eyes. Like,
might be a little bit overrated, though.
Definitely, for sure. Yeah, I'm not saying like it's safe, but like, as someone with a big head who glasses didn't really fit my head, eye black was the way to go.
All right.
855-839. Thank you, Joe of Columbus. All right. You get in on that. Your reaction to...
Don't worry, I blacked on the show.
I'm very glad that Ambassador Huckabee, you know, when I threw the ball to him, he went with it. Candace, he brought her up. Yeah, one of the worst anti-Semite. It's just ridiculous.
How do you not get that stuff in your eyes?
Right. You know, I'm very wary of that because
eating wings, you don't touch your face. You don't touch your eyes. It's all under your
eyes. Yeah, but it bleeds. It bleeds.
It doesn't bleed up. Yeah, you're not sweating up.
No, it's
all going down.
Any kind of sweat, it bleeds.
You got to spend the entire game being conscious of not touching your face
right,
or touching
right,
your eyes.
Yeah, it bleeds. It's got to bleed.
Yeah, sure.
My eyes water
is it that hard? Is that
yes,
hard? Don't touch
horrible.
Your eyes?
I'm thinking of my suntan oil, sunbum, and on the way home, driving home, roll my eye, get the thing.
Sincerely, what if I scratch my eye after accidentally touching my face and I go for a fly ball?
Right. Yeah,
but it should have been baseball ready.
I would say this, the look is great, though. The look, it really looks good. All right, 855-839-1210. AT&T and Verizon Wireless, you just push #1210. We'll get to you at 1:30. The big, beautiful bill tour is out there. We have Congressman Ryan McKenzie. Not only him, though. We have the head of the House Republican Conference. It's big job, one of the leaders. They've been traveling Pennsylvania and New Jersey. You know, polling indicates it's a battle over the big, beautiful bill to convince people what the benefits are because the media is trying to convince them the other way. The best way to go, no tax on tips, overtime, start with those things. School choice is in there. We believe what is in there. These are some of the things that are powerful. And the tax cuts. All right, phone lines, though, 855-839-12.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to
building
a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Big moments or small moments, they all deserve great style. At Marisa's, we're here to help you show up feeling your best, no matter what's on your calendar. Whether it's a date night, a special event, or just another Tuesday, our over 800 stylists are here to help. From tried and true denim to head-turning looks, we've got style that fits your life and your budget. Visit your local Maurice's to find fashion fit for you with a little help from us.
Yeah. All right. It's Dom time at 855-839-1210. Benjamin Netanyahu in a Fox interview as we're speaking, saying, as Mike Huckabee just said to me, Israel intends to control all of Gaza. Doesn't mean they're going to stay there forever. Doesn't mean they're reneging on this or whatever. But yeah, that's the good move. They have to go in, control all that food, get rid of Hamas. How long? Who knows? They gave them Gaza, and Huckabee laid out what they create. Oh, man, I can just imagine the lunchtime meeting of Tucker Carlson and Candace Owens on this stuff.
This is not getting involved. The United States, Trump's not going to get involved in ending wars, coming to the aid of Israel, or anything like that. It's ridiculous. It's anti-Semitism up and down the line. Now, something that amazes me that I just saw during the break, you know that President Trump has extracted changes in the Ivy League and a lot of money. Well, I'm looking at the Daily Pennsylvanian and the Inquirer. This coming off Leah Thomas and all that nonsense, the Daily Pennsylvanian says they're noting the changes regarding so-called diversity to websites, including Wharton, Penn Engineering, the School of Dental Medicine, the School of Design, Penn Libraries, and athletics. So at least on the surface, maybe even more on the surface, Penn is actually removing this DEI structure on steroids that we talk about so much due to this settlement with President Trump. Harvard is the one still negotiating, but every day we see some kind of pushback. Now, the next level, and we talked about this with Beth Ann Rossica, would have to be with schools in Pennsylvania, places like that, and the defiance of people like Governor Shapiro on this stuff to say, no, they're not going to comply with these executive orders. So I'm impressed, at least on the surface, that Penn gets it. They're not going to be able to get away with this and not have the Justice Department discriminatory claims come after them if they do what they did before. Leah Thomas being the perfect example. But some of it's racial. It's DEI stuff. So you're seeing them win this battle in a way that I never thought possible. I have to admit, I thought this would take forever. It's pretty rapid, everything considered. Okay, 855-839-1210. South Park last night. I will get to that in a little bit. Well, we have guests coming up here. I like the way the Trump administration has dealt with what's going on South Park, and I get the satire of it. Not sure that they would go this far with, I have to go back and see, what did they do with Biden? How did they satirize him? But the stuff with J.D. Vance is pretty brutal, and the ICE stuff is also. Well, let's go to Robert in Ben Salem on Talk Radio 1210. Whoa. Hey, Robert. Afternoon.
Hey, Dom Henry. Good to talk to you guys today. If I could, just for a second, there was a passing this week of a person who was a city council member down in Atlantic City. He was a real good man, and I believe that they're going to name an annex of City Hall down there after him. Name was Ernest Corsi. He was my ex-wife's uncle, and okay. He was a good guy. That's all I wanted to say. I mean, it's a sad day. He was only 62, and he deserved a longer life. He was a good man, and that's all I wanted to say about it. But you could probably look it up.
Okay.
Ernest Corsi, he was a city councilman down there at large, I believe, for a while. One time I parked my car where I shouldn't have. It got towed, and he got it back for me the next morning. So he had some pull down there, too. It's a shame that his yeah. passing was a real shame. I know.
I hear you, Robert.
I know. But there was a prior answer to the side question of Jack Sparrow, Johnny Depp, and I'm thinking that if you thought he had bad breath, I would bet you that the guy who played his father, Keith Richards, has far better, far worse breath.
Yeah, I can imagine Keith Richards. Yeah, how is the guy alive? I'd like to have a team of people studying him.
Conan O'Brien and David Letterman used to make jokes about how he was barely holding on. That was 20 years ago. You know, he's still chuckling.
They're still touring.
Amazing.
They're still engaged in this. Yeah.
You never know what is going to happen in your life, regardless of what you do. You never know. But you guys have a great
Thanks,
day.
Robert.
All right, Dominic.
Thank you, Robert. That's a good one. David in Lexington, South Carolina. Hey, David. Welcome in.
Hey, Dom. You know, one thing real quick, it's amazing the mental gymnastics some of these people go through to make Israel the bad guy. It's just amazing that they've been able to make that narrative. And all these people that support the other side, I always say this, go over there.
Right.
Go over there and support them. You won't.
Well, particularly these people that are gay, radical, progressive, with Hamas, these are exactly the people that would kill you in a net. No, they wouldn't kill you quickly. They take you to the top of the building and throw you off. Yeah.
Exactly. Yeah. It's just disgusting. But yeah, anyway. So my answer today is George Washington. I mean, the dude had them wooden choppers, probably had some termites in there.
Oh, what an answer. You know.
That's a really good one. Yes.
I mean, no toothbrushes back then, no toothpaste, the termites. I mean, come on.
Imagine being a dentist back then. This is going to hurt a little bit. Oh, my God. That's a good one, David. All right, I'll put you down. But then I see that's in the spirit of. We can take shots at George Washington, not Steve Keeley. By the way, Keeley is one of the people that revealed this or amplified. The work he does is unbelievable. The guy that is the Center City alleged sex assaulter. Was it six different women in a short period of time? According to news reports, I think Steve may have been the lead on this one. 21 prior arrests. Hello, Larry Krasner. 21 prior arrests this guy has. He may be out on probation, too, according to one news report that I saw, or was out on probation until they caught him. I think he was walking up to the woman. Hey, good looking. How you doing there? And then in Center City, just crazy. Well, 21 times you're arrested, apparently. You go through something, but you're still out. You got to say to yourself, well, what's the big deal here? All right. It has all the earmarks of Krasner all over it. Coming up, we're going to talk.
Hey,
go ahead, Dan.
Did you know moment? Because me and Henry are back here that Washington didn't actually have wooden teeth.
Well, it's a matter of dispute. Come on now.
Sincerely. Yeah. The MountVernon.org is where I'm at right now. Yeah. It says, next to the cherry tree legend, the story that George Washington wore wooden dentures arguably remains the most widespread and enduring myth about Washington's personal life. While Washington certainly suffered from dental problems, where multiple sets of dentures composed of a variety of materials, including ivory, gold, lead, and human teeth, wood was never used in Washington dentures.
All right. But
there's more info about it, too. If you want,
yeah, okay.
If
really all curious. Right. I'll check on it. But I think it's still, he's noted for tooth problems. There must have been something to that that was major.
Well, if I saw a guy with ivory and gold teeth,
exactly.
Running at me,
right?
Well,
that's
what happened is apparently, or so older adults remember being taught this tale in school. National Museum of Dentistry, Learning of State and Gardens, papers of George Washington Project, University of Virginia find the mythical dentures a common subject of interest for visitors, usually being asked about it. But what they suggest to a lot of the museums is that over time, the ivory kind of degraded and almost became a stained,
like wood.
Almost like wooden appearance.
Okay.
And that's what
misled
observers to.
Yeah, but still might be difficult to floss.
Very. If you look at these things, they're disgusting.
Yeah. Should we be back in the days of wearing a wig, too? You know, the white wig.
The powdered wig, yeah.
Yeah, the powdered wig. I like the lamp black under the eye look, though. Got to have that. All right, coming up, we're going to talk with Congressman Ryan McKenzie and also the leader, Chairwoman Lisa McClain of the Republican Conference. They're going through Jersey and Pennsylvania touting the big, beautiful bill. Let's see how it's doing, how receptive, and the media is circling and attacking. They're next here on Talk Radio 1210.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building
a life. For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at Bragworthy prices.
at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Big moments or small moments, they all deserve great style.
Our over 800 stylists are here to help you look and feel your best. Visit your local Maurice's to find fashion fit for you with a little help from us.
All right, it is Dom time on Talk Radio 1210. Just saw a note that over the next couple days, almost the entire cabinet is going to be fanning across the country, pushing back against the media narrative about the big, beautiful bill. What's in there exactly? A lot of good things. Congressman Ryan McKenzie is in an interesting, really heavily contested district, comes on the station a lot. And he's joined today, too, by the chairwoman of the Republican Committee, the Republican Conference Committee, Lisa McClain, Republican from Michigan. They both join us on Talk Radio 1210. Ryan, welcome back. And Chairwoman, thank you very much for joining us today.
Well, thanks for having us on the show, and we are so pleased to have Chairwoman McClain here in district today. We get to highlight what's going on in Pennsylvania, what's going on in the Lehigh Valley, all the great assets we have, and we toured a manufacturing facility that is growing and expanding and just met with another local small business owner talking about the positive changes that we made in the tax bill, in the budget reconciliation, and really just everybody is so excited about these changes because they know that it means more money in their pocket to invest, to grow, to pay better wages. And the economy is primed and ready to take off after we made this legislation law here in the United States.
Thanks, Congressman. Chairwoman, when you're out there, what's the number one thing, the number one for me, because of my other interest other than just this? I'm a former educator, and I do a big school choice podcast. Mm. It's in the big, beautiful bill, how liberating this is. If we can get people like Josh Shapiro to sign off on it, it's a civil rights issue of our time. What's your first point of emphasis when it comes to the big, beautiful bill? What do you say?
You know, what I say is this bill has a little of something for everyone, whether it's energy, whether it's manufacturing, whether it's safer communities, et cetera, border, you name it, education, of which you touched on. The opportunity is it's really big. The challenge is it's really big. And to your point, sometimes some of the big wins, like, for example, on education, we haven't even begun to talk about and message because the other things in the bill, like the tax the tax breaks for working class families and the standard deductions and the no tax on tips and no tax on overtime. So it's a little bit of a challenge to market all the good things, but it's got a little bit of something for everybody.
Absolutely. And when the media, you know, coverage, when you have media pushing a narrative, what narrative do you see in Michigan, for example, and Pennsylvania? These are the prime states. We got two of the biggest here as far as how the midterms are going to go. What's their narrative, and what do you say back to it? What are they hitting you with?
Well, the media, especially the left-wing, leaning media, is like, oh, my gosh, Medicaid is just so terrible.
Yes.
So what I say is, all right, well, let's talk about it. Is there four 4.8 million people that are on Medicaid right now that could work, that are choosing not to work. If we just put the work requirements in there, and it's 20 hours a week, and work is, I think, is a very loose term because you don't have to work. You could volunteer for those 20 hours, or you could actually go to a training facility or a training school for 20 hours a week, and that would qualify for you to still receive your benefits. I know we have 1.7 million people that are receiving Medicaid fraudulently. So, yes, are we trying to clean up the Medicaid rolls? You are 100% absolutely correct. We are doing that. And why we're doing that is because we want to make sure that the people that need it the most – that Medicaid's there for the long term to make sure that it is there for them. So I don't apologize for that. And if you take a look at the issues in isolation, those are winning issues.
Oh, without a doubt. So, you know, I think the polling is just due to the media out there as the arm of the Democrat Party. And now you guys are taking this on the road here, and the cabinet is going to do that. Congressman, yeah. In your district, when we talked, Medicaid was, again, one of the biggest issues, the media narrative that's out there. On this recent tour, what are people bringing up about this? What are they talking about? What do they ask you about?
Yeah, well, Medicaid is a very important program for seniors, low-income individuals, pregnant women, children. We want to make sure those benefits continue and for disabled individuals as well. And it's a real shame that the Democrats and the media want to scare people about what is going to happen to Medicaid. And just like the chairwoman talked about, instituting work requirements for able-bodied adults is a very reasonable thing. That's in place for a lot of other human services programs already. And what we need to do is we need to make sure that these programs exist and continue for those who truly need the benefits. And so putting in place a work requirement is something that polls at 70% favorable. And so when you tell people that this is the actual change that you made, they say, well, first of all, that's not what I had heard. I had heard that, right, you know, I was going to be, you know, in a different position. And you say, no, if you are truly disabled and unable to work, then that's not something that would be affecting you. And so, you know, it's something that we just need to clear up these lies that the left has been telling people, because, again, we want to protect the services for those who really need them.
And if I can add just one more thing, we're not cutting Medicaid. Only in D.C. is a 26% growth rate, because that's what Medicaid is going to grow by. 26% will the Dems say that's a cut. Only in D.C. So if I said to you, hey, I'm going to give you a 26% pay increase or funding increase, you would tell me, oh, my gosh, I can't believe you're cutting. I think you'd take that.
Well, a tougher negotiation, but you're right. Just kidding. Chairwoman, I wanted to ask you why we have you here, too. What's going on? You chair the entire conference, and I wanted to get the 30,000-foot and your gut instincts on this. The redistricting argument, Democrats fleeing the state again. We played on the air. The governor of Massachusetts, where they haven't had a Republican in maybe 35 years, saying she's going to take action there. Newsom maybe rolling the presidential dice by jumping in. How about in Michigan and nationwide? Is Whitmer, I think she's saying the same things.
Yeah, it's political theater. You know what I think the Democrats are all up in arms about is because we finally have a president that actually will play by the same rules that the Democrats play by. The Democrats have been doing this for years, and now they're actually losing their mind because we say, all right, we're going to play by the same game you are. Because like you said, in Massachusetts, 40% of the people in Massachusetts actually vote Republican yet have zero representation. So quite frankly, I think it's a little comical. And you don't want to stay and fight. You know, the Democrats are talking about, oh, this is a threat to democracy. Really? Fleeing the state and not doing your job is a threat to democracy? I don't know. I talked to some of these business owners. If people didn't want to come to work, I think these business owners would grant them their wish.
Yeah, exactly right. Why we have you here, too? And I noticed you, the big, beautiful Bill. You were really moving through the crowd. You're a real force there. What is the, in quotes, magic of Governor Whitmer? What the heck goes on in Michigan where Big Gretch seems to be somewhat popular? Is it a mirage? We don't know. I'm sitting here in Pennsylvania.
Yeah, I mean, it's like she can... She's a magician, I will tell you. She is the consummate politician. It's funny that she goes and deals with President Trump to get manufacturing jobs back for our state.
And hides.
Gets a fighter,
hides in the
fighter
Oval
mission.
Office. Hides, though, in the Oval Office, right.
Exactly. Then puts a folder in front of her face and can't even say thank you. Yet it's funny. You had your Democratic president, Biden, and he couldn't get anything done for you. This guy's actually getting something done for you and you can't show your face.
Yeah, exactly right. Well, we are all on board. I'm very glad you're out there on the pushing back. And Ryan McKenzie, of course, we're on board with you. We know that You're doing great work, and this seat coming up is going to be another fierce battle, but you are delivering day by day. I think you're an incrementalist. You're trying to solve things, and that's what we want in a representative.
Let me just say this. We have delivered tax relief. When people go to file their taxes next year, working families, seniors, small businesses are all going to see the relief. That was a top issue in the campaign, and we've already delivered on it. The border is getting secured. We're expanding American energy dominance. All these things that we campaign and talk about, we are delivering on. Our work is not done. There's a lot more to be done. But again, we are getting real results early in Congress here, 6 months in.
I will share with you, he's being even a little humble. The how he fought for his district during the One Big Beautiful Bill process, you would have been very proud. You are very lucky to have Representative McKenzie representing you, for sure.
Absolutely. Well, thank you. It's so glad to talk with you both. And Congressman, we'll catch up with you very soon. Thanks, guys, for joining us today.
Thank you. Enjoy your day.
Thank you. All right. A firecracker there. Big Gretch. Yeah, we got Josh Shapiro. I get a lot of material from Josh. But Big Gretch in Michigan has to be a lot of fun. All right. 855-839-1210. I got to say, the bad breath thing is going pretty well. Any more, Dan, on YouTube or on Twitter that you like? It's not... Yeah, we had the one unfortunate one, but overall, I'd say it's pretty good. It's working. It's not,
Rachel Maddow said,
maybe. Yeah, I could see that.
Keith Richards.
Yeah, Keith Richards, we had. That was a great answer. Yeah, that was a great answer. Yeah.
There's been a lot. I can't find them, though.
Okay.
Are you seeing these? Oh, it's because I'm not on live chat. Okay. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, no. I'll find some more.
All right. We'll take more.
Oh, here's one. Larry King.
I could definitely see that.
Yeah. Larry King.
Maybe the food eating, et cetera. Close talking. Okay.
Yeah.
855-839-1210. That's how you get on board. You know, it's funny. I just mentioned that, and we're talking dentistry. We're talking Dr. Benz. I'm sure there's a tip or two that he'd have there, but proper dentistry certainly helps with this. Dr. Benz is my friend, board-certified prosthodontist, my dentist for about 10 years, Dr. Robert Benz, and I'm thrilled to tell you an update. There's always something new, some growth, something he's moving forward on. Dr. Benz is expanding his services and availability with a new prosthodontist joining the team in September. So if you're a patient with complex dental issues, maybe even you've been putting off a dentist, I had a woman I sent there 8 years hadn't been to a dentist, or you have a general dentist that could use some backup on some complicated cases, well, Benz Dental Group is your number one solutions provider. They'll get it solved. I've been seeing Dr. Benz, as I said, for 10 years and very happy with what he's done. The upgrade, just encouraging me on oral health, you know, the electric toothbrush, the water pick, things of that nature in great detail. So just get on the road to great dental health. You've heard me telling you about them for at least 7, 8, 10 years. Get that smile you've always wanted. Call now and get that initial evaluation. It's all that you have to do. Dr. Benz at 610-272-6949. 610-272-6949, or visit BentzDentalGroup.com. That's BENTZ DentalGroup.com. All right. Good stuff. That chairwoman is live wire. She heads up all the Republican caucus in leadership. Great stuff there. Look, this is not going to be easy. The media is hell bent to just tell you the downside, things they usually don't care about, like deficits, when it comes to the big, beautiful bill. There's a tremendous amount in there. Even some relief on onerous gun control, like in Jersey, is potentially in there. And we'll continue to talk about it. At 2 o'clock, I want to get into a little bit. CNN today, the early polling for the GOP nomination in 2028. And what it tells us is probably going to happen there. And I'll give you more details. Got some good ones. I think people are getting the spirit of this. Somebody who, today's National Good Breath Day, arguably you think it's going to be bad breath, but I'm not buying. And am I right? You can hit me on Twitter or when you call in. Henry, Gary of Newtown, and Dan saying they don't care if this woman is gorgeous and their type. I put that in. Just one flaw. The breath is either coffee or the smoking. I mean, way up before a row. Somebody I was involved with was a smoker, and I didn't like it even that. I hate smoking.
Mm-hmm.
But I have to say, you know, attractiveness level does matter on this. It just does.
I agree. It's not that I'm, like, totally in disagreement. Okay. But, like, it does seem like it's a very nice sports car or something, and you buy it, and then you open the hood, and you're like, wait, this is just garbage in here. It's not even an engine.
Sports car.
Because well, if look, women. Follow me here. Follow
All right,
me.
Women, turn your ears for a minute.
I didn't mean to be offensive like that, I guess.
No,
but
I mean, it's a Ferrari.
It's
vroom.
You're uncovering something here with, like.
Now, Henry, this is a promo, just to note, not to interrupt you. Write that down.
That's another one today. I don't know if I'm going to cut this. But, like, a woman having bad breath, that's bad hygiene. There could be more than meets the eye here with this. Like, if she has bad hygiene, who's to say she's not lazy in other aspects of her life?
Oh my God, it's getting in deeper. All right,
could
Dan,
be a medical issue.
It could be.
Yeah,
well,
medical
that's
issue. Right.
Well, that's why I'm not getting up and leaving in the middle of the first date. I'm just.
Oh, okay.
Give it a chance.
Yeah, I'll give it a chance.
Yeah, putting Banaka over there.
Yeah, maybe next time I offer a piece of gum or something.
Yeah. Any bailout there, Dan? Are you still going to do this?
Why bail out of what?
What Henry's saying here.
He can't because he agrees.
I'll hand him a shovel.
Yeah, exactly. That's right. It's gold. It's gold, what he's saying. Let's go to Jeanette in the Northeast.
Yes, Jeanette,
before you give us your answer, any commentary on Henry's hygiene comments here?
Anybody that smokes, I totally agree with. Oh, disgusting.
Thank you.
Disgusting. Especially if they smoke a cigar.
A cigar could be a pleasant. Well, no, not really. I agree with you on that. Yeah.
No, sorry.
The guy is a multimillionaire with a cigar. Jeanette, I'm going to put you on the lie detector test at Mulligan's, too. Come on.
No. Sorry. Sorry. It's not my cup of tea. Nope. So here's who I had, Dom.
Okay.
How about Bluto and Popeye, another guy who smokes a pipe? It's even worse. I don't know what olive oil saw in the two of them.
Yeah, spinach bread.
I think they're disgusting. Yes. And where'd that baby come from? That baby's cute. Didn't come from either of them.
All right, Bluto and Popeye.
What do you think about it? Have you ever smelled spinach breath?
I don't think it has. Now, spinach in between your teeth.
Spinach,
that's something.
Spinach breath with the pipe is definitely a bad combo.
And I think there's definitely a smell of green juice.
Oh, the pipe. A pipe guy, first of all, I got to say. I can't be near a pipe guy. Yeah, that's...
Yeah,
guys. Yeah, that's something nerdy about it that's just...
I had a teacher in high school as a pipe guy.
Oh, God. Yes. All right. Henry arising today on the sexism level, I think, here.
Look, we started out the show with attacking somebody because they think they smell bad. It was only going to end up this way.
I actually agree with Henry. It's just the comparison to the cars.
Well, exactly. Well, I think the lie detector. Come on, Pat Malloy. Call, tell me that lie detector guy set up for August 15th at Mulligan's. We were going to do it last time.
Yeah, and you're going to fail it, Dom, because if Roe starts smoking, well, there's no way you'd ever, but...
Go ahead. If she starts smoking cigarettes?
Yeah, there'd be comments made, I would say, from you to Roe.
I put up with it before, you know. I just think typical male, you can put up with a lot of stuff. What are you going to do? Everybody has flaws.
I mean, I'm throwing
Maisie
stones.
Maisie smoking a cigar with a green eye shade.
I'm throwing stones
tonight
in a glass house because I smoke. Yeah. Smoke and Maisie probably has.
Oh, that's right. Yes.
And I drink a lot of coffee, so.
Ah. Okay.
Henry, do I have bad breath?
We're across the room here. I never really noticed.
Yeah,
I've never noticed. Yeah, we've been in tight situations here of stuff, and I've not noticed it. All right.
I've definitely smelled bad breath around here, but not from any of you guys.
Okay. Oh, boy. Yeah. All right. That's the worst secret. All right. All right. Dom's Money Melody, we have that too. 855-839-1210. And are there people defensive? Mike Huckabee, he was... unbelievable today. That interview will be up if you missed some of it, from Israel. And he, when I asked him about Tucker Carlson, he added Candace Owens to it and saying they're ignorant of this. They're ignorant of what they're saying essentially about Israel. And that's right. She's hateful too. Tucker, I think, probably is. There's a screw loose on this stuff. Israel is not going to get us into unending wars, and Trump's not going to do that for anybody. All right, 855-839-1210. Grab a line.
Tom Giordano, weekdays 9 till noon on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.